All right, welcome back to the Biscayne Podcast, and this is a review for Traffic, written and directed by Deon Taylor, who has brought you such classics as Meet the Blacks and Chain Letter. It stars Paula Patton, Omar Epps, Rosalind Sanchez, and Luke Goss. And the synopsis is, a couple off for a romantic weekend in the mountains are accosted by a biker gang. So the movie starts off with Paula Patton. It sets up that she is a reporter or a newspaper journalist. I think she's on the verge of possibly losing her job, and she's in a relationship. She's dating Omar Epps. He's on the verge of trying to tell her that he wants to marry her. She doesn't know. Omar Epps has a friend named Darren, played by Laz Alonso, sports agent. He's setting something up. They can go off into the mountains with this very plush house so Omar Epps can propose to Paula Patton's character. It's also set around the time of her birthday, so Omar Epps gives her a 70s Chevelle that's a classic muscle car, and it's one of her favorite cars. They go off into the mountains, they stop for gas, and when they stop for gas, they run into a group of bikers, and Omar Epps is pumping gas. Paula Patton goes into the store. Omar Epps gets into a confrontation with the biker gang. Then they're chased by them as they're taking off. So they escape the biker gang and then finally make it to the house that they were supposed to be staying at. And that's where we'll stop. So what I thought about this movie is that this is a very terrible movie on a lot of levels. You have some talent in the movie. So you have Omar Epps, you have Paula Patton, William Fichtner is in the movie, Rosalind Sanchez is in the movie. The structure of the story, not the story as it should be if someone explains it to you, but the structure of the story is just completely strange and weird. Dialogue is very choppy. There's poor editing in the movie. Felt that it was edited like a music video. And then on top of that, there are unnecessary amounts of slow-mo. Very unnecessary amounts of slow motion for scenes that don't even require slow motion. The acting is bland, and then there is a character turn. Comes out of nowhere, and I don't understand it. I don't understand why that would have happened in that situation. There's a lot of forced drama in this, so there's a part where Omar Epps and Paula Patton's character are at odds about certain issues. Omar Epps and Laz Alonso, and then Laz Alonso and Rosalind Sanchez. So it's just a lot of this drama that is put there just because the story is very weak. Because it's weak, they pad out this time with all these issues between different characters when it's really not even about anything that these issues are trying to bring up. Just with the flow of the movie, as in the word traffic, it's talking about human trafficking. So that's kind of where the arc of the story goes to. When the story actually gets going, it becomes a little bit more interesting, but with the poor dialogue, with all the poor editing, there's also a phone hacking section in the movie, which was just stupid. There's a prognosis about how they arrived to the decision-making of human trafficking. And it was just like, oh, well, it's human trafficking. Yes. This is really a thriller movie. If you understand how this movie is structured, that because they ran into the biker gang is going to come back. And then that is what sets the movie off. The acting is TV movie level acting. I don't understand why this actually made it out into a movie theater. I didn't enjoy it. I might have been on my phone for most of the movie. So for a score, this is going to get a 2.5. And the reason why it's getting 2.5, maybe not even a 0 or 1, just because when the movie does get going with the human trafficking angle, it does make sense. Everything that comes before that, all the editing, all the dialogue, all the bad acting, all of the ungodly amounts of slow motion and flashbacks ruin a movie. And then you have the direction, which also ruins the movie. When this movie is only an hour and a half, it needs to be a very focused package. The movie starts off, then shot like a music video, then it goes into a very illogical fashion. And I didn't like that. There's nothing standing out about the acting. This is not even something that you would want to watch. If it comes on TBS, TNT, FX, this is just one of those movies that like, oh, yeah, I remember this movie came out. Flip the station. And that's the Biscayne Podcast.